Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Well, the race for governor got more interesting yesterday, and I'm just going to say I was wrong. I didn't think Brian Kelly was going to get into the race. I was mistaken. The lieutenant governor, 40 years old, declared his candidacy for governor yesterday, showed no signs of slowing down his momentum, I guess. His first target seemed to be Attorney General Bill Schuette in a couple of interviews that I listened to and saw quotes from. In fact, I would say that he was, kind of prickly, I suppose, in some of his comments. Attorney General Bill Schuette joining me now on the phone. Mr. Attorney General, welcome back. Bill, how are you?
I'm fine. You're pretty funny.
Well, he
I'm ahead, and I'm going to keep it that way, and I've got to earn it every day. I'm not cocky or anything. I've just got to earn it every day, But you were funny. First time I've ever known you to be wrong. But it happens.
I'm willing to admit it. But he was a little prickly, a little bit, I don't know, sharp-elbowed, I guess. Kind of made fun of you for saying you want to be the jobs governor. And let's be honest, the economy is first and foremost in Michigan. We took it harder than just about any place in America for a long period of time before the recession got everybody else. We've been fighting our way back. And we've been getting there, but we can do more. And it just seemed that it was maybe snarky a little bit in some ways. Now, he'll be on the program with me tomorrow, but what did you make of it?
Well, you know, I don't get distracted about the policies that I want to drive Michigan towards and how we reach higher. And the fact is, I want to be Michigan's jobs governor because this is an election all about jobs and paychecks and making sure Michigan is a growth state. Now, mind you, we've rebounded. And we were once, on the mat on life support. Now we're standing up, and we've rebounded. But other states are growing faster than we are. And the question is, how do you reach higher? And, you know, the lieutenants of Granholm want to take us back to the days of where we lost jobs, paychecks, and hope. And that's not where we're going. Our best days are ahead of us. And the fact is that I want to eliminate the Granholm tax increase. I want to pass real auto insurance reform. And in terms of reading, I want to be the governor where when Michigan third graders complete their year, that they have the ability to read. Today, only 35% of our students in Michigan can read proficiently. That's not worthy of our state. That's what I'm driving forward. So I'm not going to get into personal stuff. We've got the endorsement of Vice President Pence, President Trump, Governor Engler. List goes on and on. Those are the endorsements that I think are significant, and I'm working really hard to earn it every day.
So as you look at one of the other things, and I just bring this up, and then we'll continue the conversation here. But when it came to Flint, I think my takeaway was that you spent time going after people from Flint, and Brian Kelly apparently thinks he was working in Flint, and that's what I got out of his comments. How do you take the Flint? I mean, obviously Flint was a big national story. We're still recovering from those comments, and I guess the way that Michigan's image was tainted by that as well. What do you make of the Flint comments, and where are we going with Flint?
Well, this isn't about image, Steve. Here's what happened in Flint. 12 people died. Families have been poisoned with lead poisoning. And do you think we should just turn our back and sweep it under the rug and treat it as an inconvenience? That's absolutely that's nonsense. And the fact is, that's not the Michigan or America I know. When 12 people died and people were poisoned, are we supposed to just blame it on anonymous bureaucrats and then go tra-la, tra-la, have a nice day? That's not how it works. The fact is, my job as Attorney General, I took an oath to enforce the law. And this is about accountability and accounting of what laws, if any, were broken. And we have a team of folks who review every charge. Andy Arena, former head of the FBI in Detroit, impeccable reputation, two retired judge with great experience, David Layton, who was my opponent in 2010, who's part of this team. So we review these charges and the evidence, the jury instructions, the elements of a crime, and when two and two makes four, then we do the charges. Now, these aren't easy, and these are not casual decisions I make. But the fact is, you know, my job is to enforce the law. And, you know, when 12 people died and people were poisoned, I think there needs to be an accountability and accounting. And the fact is, this is no different than human trafficking, where we have a unit where we, you know, these thugs who, you know, in the sex slave market, now because of the work we put together and I put together, women are treated as victims, not criminals. And this is no different than the money that I work to deliver to prosecute, investigate the abandoned rape kits of women who've been raped. And no one, there was never any investigation. Now we are providing justice for women. So this is about justice for Flint, period. And, you know, some people, you know, say I'm too harsh. Some people say I'm not hard enough. And the fact is, I'm just doing my job. Whatever the consequences are, I don't care. The fact is, this is about justice for families. And I'm just going to do that.
You know, when you get a certain distance up the flagpole, your fanny's always hanging out, and people are always going to take shots. I think that's fair to say. You know, when you get high enough up there, it doesn't matter what you do, you're going to have critics. I think that's true.
Yeah, and that's right. And in fact, I'm ahead in the campaign, and so you know, I get shot at by Democrats, Republicans. You know, I just you know, the bullets bounce off. This is about jobs, paychecks, and making Michigan a job state. And I want to be Michigan's job governor, and that's what I'm hoping to earn every day, Steve.
All right, and if people want to find out more about what Bill Schuette is doing in his campaign for governor, where do they go?
BillSchuette.com. That'll get you there.
Pretty easy stuff. You know, I got to be honest with you. I look forward to the debates. You know, I do because I think they're going to be interesting, and I think they're important.
Yeah. Well, they are. And, you know, this is about the future. And this is about, and I think everybody knows, for us to win in 2018 as Republicans, it's not going to be easy. You have to have an independent record of accomplishment, which I have, an independent record, you know, defending our Constitution before the United States Supreme Court.
Which you have. We're going to have to leave it right there, my friend. We got to leave it right there. Attorney General Bill Schuette, great conversation. Always appreciate you having on the show. Best wishes.